Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
We want your soul.
Defending the Republic from enemies, foreign and domestic. It's Alex Jones.
Your habits, your thoughts, your fears.
A very stressful time, ladies and gentlemen, for everybody. We should all pray for peace and pray for justice. I know I've been particularly wound up. I apologize to people on and air and behind the scenes as well. But these globalists gloating over the power grab, and obviously China. Hyped up for cameras, you get sent to a gulag there if you film something you're not supposed to. Hyped up, total police state hysteria, welding people in homes, Day of the Dead level macabre. But while also then saying, oh, but no one's dying, now they're having to up the number. And the media is criticizing Trump for not believing China when they, you know, say that they have the lowest death rate in the world, Barnes. What do you think's behind that?
I think there's different aspects of it. I think there are people that want to replicate the Chinese social credit system in the United States. And so that even if there isn't, say, it may not be in the interest of different people within China for this to continue unabated, but it is with the interest of those people who want to export its model of governance to the world. And they're getting to experiment with it in live time right now because they're seeing, for the most part, mass compliance. There's increasing levels of disobedience, and that's critical. The more neos in the system, the less the matrix can survive. And that is what's critical and essential.
And by the way, diversity, all the studies show, empowers an economy, and diversity, smaller businesses, people being mavericks. That's what made America so great. We have our own problems. The big mega corporations want automatons. They want robots.
And in fact, they're using this right now to actually wipe out small businesses and enrich themselves. That's why big business like Ruth's Chris gets a huge portion of the bailout money meant for small businesses, while small businesses did not.
By the way, let's expand on that. We have a video we're going to be premiering tomorrow that isn't ready yet that the great Greg Reese is putting together. Okay, we looked at ID 2020 and his digital ink microchip they inject under you when you get the vaccine. That tracks you. But lo and behold, we always said it'll be to track and control you for your job and to buy and sell. Bill Gates admits in the patent that's actually the plan as a digital ID.
Oh, absolutely.
That Bill Gates goes, oh, by the way, you all got that to be tracked for your vaccine. Obviously, I later said it'll be used for that. That's the extension. They admit day one. He will have everyone on Earth implanted with his digital currency, which is the mark of the beast. Now, we all knew it was going there. Everybody said it's mark of the beast. But they're actually admitting day one up front, that's it.
Well, and the question was, how could you convince masses of people in the Western world to agree to this? And it turns out a pandemic is the perfect pretext to do it. Because people wouldn't do it just to have ease of access to funds. People wouldn't do it for purposes of tracking their kids when it was called VeriChip.
And by the way, they just pulled it up. That Bill Gates owns that. And that's the chip.
Yes.
Look, oh, yeah. Scroll down, it shows the person.
What was
and how now 5G monitors as your boss what you do. In live time 3D, it scans your body. So it looks through walls. Remember his original Kinect, Microsoft,
right. Yep.
10 years ago, 15 years, looked through your wall. And walked, that, right. This is Kinect,
right.
5G in your house, everywhere, monitoring what you do with a damn chip.
And ultimately, it's a chip that may have, I mean, my question is, how would a chip be able to have vaccine capabilities, right?
So, well, it's a nano ink. That's one of the other ones, a nano ink in the injection.
Right, the quantum tattoo. But at some point,
you can't get rid of it.
Right, and at some point you would assume that that chip technology would be able to inject things into your body.
Oh, of course
that
it
would
is.
Be the point and purpose of
it. Oh, yeah. It's
for it to be effective, quote unquote. Because like he's talked about
it. It's got to be updated.
Exactly. He's talked about
it. Let's talk about it. You're absolutely right. Robert Barnes is here. Let's go out to break with Trump, you know, going, hey, do you really believe China with the biggest population in the world, five times the U.S. almost, has less cases than us? Does anyone believe this? Here it is.
Next slide.
I'm not bragging about this, but the few times I get to talk to Trump, I go, sir, please don't tell me I'm great. Okay, I appreciate you too. fireside chats with drafts with you up there pointing at TV screens. And he's finally doing it, and it's devastating them. We'll be right back in 60 seconds.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
We are back live. We're into hour number two. I do intend to open the phones up a lot this next week. We've got the new great show that's a specialty program. Might go a month, might go 2 months, as long as Barnes wants to go, or as long as we're here on air, able to be here on air, and that's America Countdown. Countdown to the election, countdown to the attempt to start a depression, countdown to destroy this republic unless we stand up to it. And, you know, I'll be honest with you. I keep saying this almost every segment. I've been on air 26 years, and I'm the type of guy that when some big bully starts a fight with me, I actually don't choke. I mean, I really have a lot of confidence. And when I get in a storm, I get better in a storm. Things are so bad, so ridiculous, so corrupt, so insane that I'm freaked out that people aren't getting more upset. A lot are, and that's great. And I guess I have not found my breaking point, but I have found my point of tomorrow we're going to premiere this investigative report. Bill Gates openly has his digital tattoo that is patent 666. You can't make this up. And how you'll buy and sell with it. And he admits that that will be in the new vaccine and that he'll have a new global cryptocurrency. So imagine Microsoft wants in your body. They'll get you to do it in the name of a thing that tracks you. Apple, Google have all merged their ID systems. That means Apple, that's already based in China as of 2 years ago, has all your personal data. It's a total world government happening now. And I don't know if Trump, Robert Barnes, constitutional lawyer that just filed suit on Michigan and others for their police state lockdown, Fox News covered it last night. I don't think people realize, I don't think Trump even realizes this is the big technological takeover. This is happening now.
Correct. I mean, I think Trump's concerns tend to be very more short term, and that's good and bad in this context. So it's good in the context that he's trying to get the economy going, good, and he's pushed back when they've violated First Amendment or Second Amendment rights so far.
Yeah, but he's picked his battles.
Exactly. And I think he was kind of sideswiped and shocked by everything that occurred. The way the markets collapsed, the way the people started shutting down across
the way Americans rolled over.
Exactly. I think he needs, there's a reason why he put out messages like liberate Michigan, liberate Virginia, liberate
Minnesota.
He's
calling for us to be the leaders.
Exactly.
He needs the pressure from above so he can give the cover from above. You need to summon him.
Absolutely. And that means there need to be more suits, more public protest, more acts of civil resistance, civil disobedience within the law with the to do so, because otherwise, unless
with an urgency you've never had.
Absolutely. Because
I'm telling myself that. I'm like, that's my problem. I'm like, Jones, you've got to up next level. I'm already trying to max what I do. And I'm like,
because this is unprecedented. We've never had this. I keep telling people this in different interview contexts, other contexts. This has never happened in American history. We have never had this degree of suppression of civil liberty. We have never been under mass house arrest. The closest example is what happened to the Japanese in World War II.
Exactly. And notice he's not attacking Texas and stuff that he knows that the governor's trying to open up.
Yeah.
He's saying these are states seized by globalists.
Exactly.
And you're already out there, so you're making the electoral connection to the president. He didn't say California, notice, because they're not, you know, calling for his help. But Trump's coming in. He needs us to do it.
Well, it's not a coincidence that they're doing this in states that are key swing states, like Minnesota, like Michigan, like Virginia, the pressure, and like Pennsylvania, all the states that are key swing states are where the Democrats are putting the maximum pressure on shutting down civil society, going to go to a vote-by-mail system where they can do ballot harvesting en masse, going to shut down the economy. The unemployment rate in Michigan is 22%. So, I mean, it's skyrocketing in those locations.
We've got 25 million people unemployed since this began. And by the way, when they put out signs saying the governor's a Nazi, national news didn't show video. They said the protesters had swastikas out and are Nazis.
Yeah.
No. When they made Raiders of the Lost Ark, Steven Spielberg has people dressed up like Nazis, it's putting Nazis down. Steven Spielberg, as he displays a Nazi flag, isn't a Nazi. I mean, this idea that they're saying the governor is a Nazi, that makes you a Nazi.
When you have governors like Virginia, who's been one of the worst, we're going to be suing him next week. Is someone who actually had clown, you know, wore Klan outfits, wore blackface. I mean, there's someone who engaged in actual racial propagandizing in his earlier life. And yet he suffered no political consequence for it because he's on the media side of the political equation. And he's, like, for example, and what's happening there and across the country, they're preventing people from getting access to the ballot, preventing the ability to petition to recall these rogue governors because you're not allowed to circulate the petition. You're not allowed to meet with other people to peaceably assemble to make sure that the people get the message so that they can validate signatures for those petitions. You can't get on the ballot. You can't get on the ballot as an independent candidate. You can't get on the ballot as a primary challenger. So they've designed this to promote and protect the system, and they're getting away with it. Even
no, I agree. I watched Raiders of the Lost Ark last night again. That's almost a perfect movie.
Absolutely. I mean, there's so many. That's in part of that movie is where they do the book burning. And people
exactly. When you watch it now in today's context, like every part of it is like so rich.
And it's the same methodology. I mean, if people remember, not only did the Nazis borrow from the eugenicists here in the United States for their own ideology, and then we exported them all back after a lot of them back after World War II and Operation Paperclip. But on top of that, you have a background in which the methodology they employed, like it wasn't so much that people necessarily wanted Nazi Germany to beat the United States, people like Joe Kennedy and others who backed them or supported them at key junctures. It was rather they wanted their methodology, their means of government. And you're seeing the same.
Wow, wherever that came from, that's the symbol we show for big tech censorship, because that's what it is.
Absolutely. And what's key.
Again, radio listeners are missing the feed at band.video at infowars.com/show. Show that book burning again, because that's a color rendition of the real footage that went on.
Absolutely. All they did is they took the actual footage and just put it in nicer, colorful dramatics in ways that accurately reflect what took place. And what's significant there is that's all private citizens. People forget the book burning in Germany was never formally done by the government. It was done by private citizens doing it en masse, going raiding into libraries, grabbing books and taking them out and burning them, just as they're now banning you off multiple platforms, just as
that's what Mao did, too. They always sick the mob.
Exactly.
Communist and fascist. So let me show listeners, since you mentioned this, here it is, Wall Street Journal. Bet against the stock market rise to highest levels in years. And the very same globalist billionaires that are running around bad-mouthing the market are the ones that have done put options on it publicly. So they're getting ready for another big run to destroy Trump and make Americans pay. This is the worst employment collapse in U.S. history by a very wide margin. Record government and corporate debt risk tipping point after pandemic passes. I mean, this is the globalists literally trying to do this to make us all dependent and get rid of Trump. 24-hour fitness weighs bankruptcy. America's biggest cities were already losing their allure. What happens next? This is just killing everything. But the left killing their own cities under Chi-Com orders.
Well, and the other thing they're doing is they're affording the opportunity for the Fed to buy everything. So the Fed is going to start buying municipal bonds en masse. Municipal governments are lacking resources because they're not getting tax revenues coming in, cities, counties, states across the country. In fact, governments around the world are in that are doing swaps because they have currency crises.
Yeah, that's right. The big mega banks are all behind this because they're bringing in a digital currency to fully control us and track everything we do and shut down grassroots economies. All grassroots is non-essential. Only they are essential. And this is the worldwide takeover. This is it, folks. We're going to go to break, come back with the Bill Maher piece where, I mean, I've never caught myself agreeing with Bill Maher on almost everything, but I think Maher gets up betting against the U.S. economy and all his bad-mouthing that his listeners have turned against his ass, so he's trying to pivot back. But regardless, he tells the truth. That's coming up. And Owen Schroyer, I've asked him to come in and co-host with Robert Barnes the last two segments because he's got a lot to say and a lot to cover today. I've got some other things going on as well that are very fun, let me tell you. But separately, ladies and gentlemen, you need to protect yourself regardless. And with all this craziness, people have learned that, hey, vitamin D3 is really good for your body. Hey, zinc's really good for your body. Hey, iodine in its pure form is essential. People don't know about that. Talk about game changers. Talk about life changing. My brain works better now than it did 10 years ago since I discovered iodine. All of those products are 40 to 60% off, despite the fact they're selling out. So many other products have sold out. And the way things are working with the supply chains, we'll never know if we're able to order again some of these things. So if you order supplements, we have them in stock. They ship the next day. But when it comes to food, it takes a few weeks to get. We had to suspend food sales to make sure that our big distributor got caught up shipping those out. They're able to take orders now again and get them out ahead of schedule. InfoWarsStore.com. You get right in the front of the queue, right as your order comes in, right the order received with My Patriot. They run our back end. They're our partners. And it gets out absolutely right when those orders come in. And we're able to take the orders again and again. Forget the coronavirus, folks, as I told you 10 weeks ago. The globalists are buying up the food because if there's a total depression, which now looks like maybe unavoidable, we'll talk about when we come back, how bad it is, we may be able to fix if we reverse now. But this is siege. This is economic lockdown. Once they cause a chain reaction like this, it's very hard to come back from. That's why now, while you still can get high-quality, affordable food at one-fifth the cost you're going to get at stores with all their jacked-up prices, at InfoWarsStore.com, get the affordable food while you still can. They've got 1 week, 2 months, 3 months, 6 months, a year, and they're high-quality, very transportable, and they last 25 years, and it supports the InfoWar. A total win-win. Take action now.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
I have been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
Robert Barnes is here. Owen Schroyer's coming up. And then you got David and I, weekday mornings, 8 a.m. Myself, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. You've got Owen Schroyer, the War Room, right on the InfoWars Network from 3 to 6 p.m. Then you got now a 7 to 9 American countdown on the election, on the virus, the countdown to depression. This is a fact. 25 million, 26 million people on unemployment just the last few months. Most economists say the point of return has been crossed. Can this be turned back now? I mean, they think that there's no memory in the public and that Trump's going to get the blame.
Well, it also may be the case that they don't want it to turn back for two reasons. One, to be able to defeat Trump and remove him. Say, and that's sort of the immediate political objective. Longer term objective is you had a lot of debt around the world, a lot of dollar denominated debt around the world. And the Fed has, even the law says the Fed can't be doing a whole bunch of things. The Fed
so this is a permanent reset using an emergency.
Absolutely. And the Fed can, the big corporations are all getting bailed out. Bezos got, I think, 20, 30 billion or whatever it was. All of those people are being politically protected.
That's hilarious. We had lawyers check. We're like, oh, we're not really an option for us, you know, with our crew for a bailout. But
exactly.
Bezos gets $20 billion.
In fact, nobody who was independent of the banks could get a bailout. Anyone who had been labeled having any sort of record, if you had a tax issue from 4 years ago and you pled and you did your, you know, probation, you even if you run a great business, you can't have access to it. So they've structured
it. Yeah, I'm starting to get pissed right now because we're having trouble, you know, operating here. Even though we have a little extra money come in, it's still all the issues doesn't pay for it. And I'm watching this, and I'm going to have to pay taxes on that later with Jeff Bezos, who just got $24 billion, and who dumped his stock with 200 other CEOs right before the crash.
Remember how many big, important CEOs were stepping down in the 6 months prior to this happening? Bill Gates stepped down just barely before all of this happened. And so they then can't be responsible for what happens with their companies, but their stocks are being protected. In fact, the Fed is committed to buying up everybody's stock to prop it up into perpetuity. Not only that, the Fed is buying up municipal bonds, which means they could be the main creditor of your local
city. Mom and pop, lady cutting hair.
They're not getting anything. They're not getting the paycheck protection.
This is a war. And after this is all over, folks, remember, start only shopping with little guys and operations that are pro-America. You cannot give your money to globals anymore. You see how dangerous it is to do it. Let's start going to Bill Maher here. Here's Bill Maher on Friday night. He's still slapping at Trump, but he ends it by saying, don't make Trump write that you're fake news. And he gets into how they're overhyping the virus by 10 to 1. Here it is.
The problem with nonstop gloom and doom is it gives Trump the chance to play the optimist. And optimists tend to win American elections. FDR said the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. You know, as full of shit as he is, I could see Trump riding that into a second term. And then there will be no hope left for you to shame. So, look, if this insanity happens again, news sources have to rein it in. Everyone knows Corona is no walk in the park, because you literally can't walk in the park. But at some point, the daily drumbeat of depression and terror veers into panic porn. Enough with the life will never be the same headlines. And stop showing us this. You know, everything looks scary when you magnify it 1,000 times. Here's a pubic hair. Last month, the Washington Post ran the headline, "It feels like a war zone," with this picture. This is not a war zone. This is a man with a box of eggs. And I've never seen a war zone with this much bacon. Or how about this one? Horrifying simulation reveals the dangers of jogging during the coronavirus pandemic. Look, this virus is easy to catch, but if you can't avoid it jogging, you can't outrun much. 2 weeks ago, Inside Edition said 76,000 in the world had died, so some are making comparisons to the apocalypse. The apocalypse? Really? Because most of us are sitting at home smoking delivery weed and binge-watching a show about a gay zookeeper. Unless you're a frontline healthcare worker, for whom the phrase above and beyond the call of duty doesn't even begin to cover it.
By the way, pause. That's a total virtue signal. The hospitals in England are four times less empty than ever. They're more than triple empty here because there's no essential stuff going on. They're empty. That's a fact. They're empty, folks, because it's a hoax. It's like a bad flu. Let's continue.
And I know. You expect Inside Edition to be over the top. But the New York Times, they used the same word last week. Braced for apocalyptic surge, New York avoids worst so far. And this was an article about how much better the city was doing than expected. Projections had them needing 58,000 hospital beds, and it turned out they needed a quarter of that. Still bad, but you don't have to put hot sauce on a jalapeno. Geez, you sound like Lindsey Graham talking about ISIS when Obama was president.
This president needs to rise to the occasion before we all get killed back here at home.
Another recent Times headline was, it's terrifying. Millions more out of work. What the f*** is it's terrifying doing in a headline? Granted, it's a quote, but who are they quoting? Trump? Fauci? Stephen King? No, they're quoting an event planner in North Hollywood. No offense to the event planners of the world. It's amazing what you people can do with pine cones and silver spray paint. But why are you in my headline? How about this? Just tell me millions are out of work without the flashlight under the chin, and I'll decide how I feel about it. There was never headlines like this before. There was no, it's terrifying, planes hit World Trade Center. There was no, it's sad, Titanic sinks after hitting iceberg. Or, first atomic bomb dropped. Ouch. The media also seems obsessed with finding young people who've died of COVID-19. The Washington Post says there's 759 under 50 years old. Horrible, of course. Then I looked up how many under 50 died of the flu last year. Almost 3,000. So all this misery from distancing did some good. Can I be happy about that? Death is terrible, of course, no matter how it comes. I'm against it, and I don't care who knows it. But giving a proper perspective isn't a cover-up of the truth. It is the truth. Sudden dramatic deaths like plane crashes, shark attacks, tornadoes, mass shootings, terrorism, awful as they are, kill far less than seasonal flu or even hospital-acquired infections may very well kill more than coronavirus. 99,000 of them last year. 50,000 die of nephritis every year. And I don't even know what that is. 22 million Americans have filed for unemployment, and many will lose their health insurance. Studies show lacking health insurance kills people. But it doesn't lead to pictures like this. And it doesn't happen all at once. We need the news to calm down and treat us like adults. Trump calls you fake news. Don't make him be right.
All right, Robert Barnes is going to be taking over with Owen Schroyer and talking about the surge, the protest, federal judges ruling we can protest. Of course we can. It's the First Amendment and more, and where this is all going. And I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, the Alex Jones Show. But you'll also respond to know when you come back briefly that why do you think Bill Maher is pivoting now? I guess mission accomplished, economy dead. Now he can act like he wasn't for it all along. He'll be back. Whatever you do, share the live links to band.video and infowars.com/show. We're in an information war, and we need you to fight hard.
10 weeks ago, I began to tell listeners that they needed to get high-quality, affordable food, not because of the virus, but because of the crises and the economic shutdown it would cause, because the globalists were planning to hold America hostage and run a blockade through the blue cities and blue states. Now that prediction has come true, because the globalists are running an operation. It's not predictions. We have their battle plans. So, Going back more than 8 weeks ago, all major storable food companies were sold out, except My Patriot Supply, because they're the biggest and were pre-positioned. But it got to the point they had so many orders coming in that they wouldn't be able to fulfill them in a timely manner. They stopped taking orders till they got caught back up. Well, now they're caught back up. They've got high-quality storable food in stock, ready to be packaged and shipped to you. Get your orders in now at InfoWarsStore.com to go right at the head of the queue and get delivered to you as fast as possible and from the InfoWar. Your storable food now at InfoWarsStore.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Barnes and Owen Schroyer with you here at the InfoWars World Headquarters in Austin, Texas. And we've got a lot to get to here in the next 30 minutes. Let's start off, A, with the protests that are happening around America right now. I think that we're seeing kind of the growth curve. You know, we keep talking about these curves. I think we're seeing a growth curve right now of these protests. I think if we don't get a reopening in full by the end of this week, I think next weekend they're going to be bigger. I know that Alex wants to have another one next Saturday in Austin, Texas. I'm not sure how much he's been talking about that today. I've been around the office cutting ads. But Alex is saying, hey, let's organize another one. Let's be out there again Saturday. So, hey, I'm here in Austin. I'm going to be out there Saturday again at noon at the Capitol. I'll bring out the bullhorn again. I'll give speeches again. We'll have fun again. We'll do the live streams again. Everything. So there's that. There's us executing our First Amendment right, telling authoritarian governments, hey, look, we're still free in this country. We're still sovereign citizens. You can't stop our freedom of expression. I salute the Austin Police Department and the state troopers yesterday, not arresting people, not harassing people for lack of social distancing or not wearing a mask. This is good. But Robert Barnes, we are going to see this. We've seen people getting arrested for paddleboarding or having a birthday party or a wedding. We now had the threats of government saying, we'll fine you if you open your business or you don't wear a mask. What are the legal precedents? What are there any for a business to say, you know what, I'm going to be open, I have the right to be open, and then if you write me a fine or citation, I'm not going to pay that, or I'm not going to pay a citation for not wearing a mask. Is there a legal precedent for this, or how do you think about this?
Historically, the closest precedent is the Korematsu case, is what happened to the Japanese during World War II. So that's the only time in our entire history in which we've taken away people's businesses, taken away their profession, their vocation, their occupation without due process of law, deprived them of their property without just compensation, shut down their ability to have free speech, free petitions, to peaceably assemble, to express themselves religiously, to be able to purchase a gun in their self-defense. The only time this has happened on any kind of scale was the Japanese internment camps. And just 2 years ago, the U.S. Supreme Court unanimously said in Trump v. Hawaii that that was entirely unconstitutional, never should have been allowed. The Korematsu decision lives in infamy, much like FDR talked about living in infamy and going into World War II. Well, the Korematsu decision lives in infamy for the way in which it condemned people's civil rights and civil liberties, and there's not a judge or justice or legal scholar in this country that will defend it. And in that context, none of what's happening is constitutional. Now, in terms of scope, in terms of scale, in terms of severity, we have never experienced anything close to this, what is happening today in America. What took 2 centuries to build, our politicians have forfeited in 2 weeks, or in some cases, 2 days. They have sacrificed civil liberties and civil rights in ways that have never occurred. The closest analogy would be the way slaves were treated in the before the Civil War. That's the kind of situation we're in, where people don't have the means of the legally protected right of peaceable protest without punishment or threat of punishment from the state, the legal right of religious expression without punishment or prescription from the state, legal right to purchase guns in their own self-defense in many parts of the country where they've shut down background checks so you can't purchase a gun in your own self-defense while they're releasing criminals. I mean, consider the irony of people out in public, take people out of public protest. Their risk is next to none of getting the infection. The studies have shown that sunlight is a disinfectant of this virus, has shown that humidity is a disinfectant of this like it is other flu-like viruses, has shown that the heat can, in certain circumstances, suppress the ability for this virus to transmit. This virus struggles to transmit in open air. This virus struggles to transmit unless you are in close continuous contact for at least 15 minutes in either a confined quarters or with someone who's infected. See, that doesn't happen in a public protest. So the public protest presents no real risk at all of even spreading the infection. The people doing the protest are not vulnerable to this infection in the sense of becoming seriously ill, debilitatingly ill, or death, which is almost exclusively elderly people.
Even if there was that risk, it's our right to take it.
Yep.
And I don't like this notion they're pushing now that people need to be arrested for going out and gathering in public. That's absolutely absurd. But if somebody comes to you and says, hey, look, I just got written a citation for not wearing a mask or opening my business, what do you tell them? What is the best legal advice for them?
Well, it's even worse than that. You have businesses that have been literally locked down in Michigan. So they've literally come and, you know, put the locks on the doors and said, you cannot open. So they're accelerating across the country in what they're doing. And the other question of this sort of new medical Sharia law that's going to require people to wear masks just weeks after our Surgeon General said, don't wear masks. So they don't really know the answer on masks. They're pretending
they're flip-flopping on that.
Exactly. It's because they think maybe, maybe not, maybe, maybe, maybe it only stops transmission. Maybe it doesn't stop getting it. They don't really know. The same people that told you we needed to shut down the beaches in Florida said that we should keep the subways open in New York City. So there was no logic to that. In fact, they cut down the number of subways operating to force more people into the same car for a longer time period. And guess what? It's the neighborhoods that rely upon that subway travel in places like Queens, which are almost the entire epidemic in the United States. So their policies created and festered the epidemic by what they did. They didn't help suppress it. So why should we trust them on anything else?
And by the way, Cuomo in New York is now saying, well, we're going to have to increase the social distancing and increase the quarantine because summer's around the corner. It should be the exact opposite. This is the same guy saying, no, keep the subways running, but stay inside in the summer. It's known that sunlight has always been helpful for building your immune system and giving you vitamin D from the sun and killing viruses. I mean, why are they going against this common knowledge?
It's extraordinary. I mean, in the same sense, today they arrested somebody for swimming by themselves at the beach. They've chased people for walking along the beach. They've gone after, as we saw in Malibu, paddleboarders. They're going after people that are surfers.
I mean, do we have to have like a class action? Do people have to take up like, how do you sue in mass to stop this from happening?
So we brought suit initially on behalf of businesses in the state of Michigan as our first case. We're going to be expanding that into a class action for a bunch of other people who have asked to join that. So that's going to be for every business in the state of Michigan that wants just compensation, that hasn't received it for the taking of their property. People whose professions, vocations, and occupations have been denied them without due process of law. People who do not have the right to travel within their own state. I mean, the Fourth Amendment, you are arrested if your freedom of movement is restrained. That's what this is. This is mass arrest under the Fourth Amendment without probable cause of a crime, without clear and convincing evidence that this person has a transmittable disease. That's the requirement of a quarantine. You quarantine the sick, not the healthy. You quarantine the people who are deadly. You don't quarantine the Constitution. But what our politicians have done is quarantine the Constitution. And they're doing it as a live Milgram experiment into social control at a degree and scale that only China had tried and the Soviet Union had tried before. And that's what we're witnessing in live time. And unless people push back, they're testing to see what the resistance level is. So, like, I sue the mayor of Chattanooga. He backs off right away. Harmy Dillon brought suits in California. Many of the governors and the governor and the mayor are backing off some of those positions. So they're looking at how far can we go? I mean, it's the old Orwellian principle. You don't really have power like in 1984 until you can get a person to change their own opinions and flip and do whatever you tell them to do whenever you want them to do it, even if it's contradictory. No better example of that than the masks. They're getting to see, okay, we tell people not to wear masks. What happens? Oh, they don't wear masks. We tell them they have to wear masks. What happens? Oh, they do wear masks. They're going to keep going and going and going and going.
Now you can't even go to a grocery store without wearing a mask, which is just, I don't know how this is going to be the new normal. It's not going to be for me. I'm not going to wear a mask to a restaurant or a ball game.
It's a form of medical Sharia law, and especially when there isn't really first of all, there's a big difference between advisory guidance, which is what the president has done. He's refused national lockdown orders. He's included the Second Amendment within essential services. Now it made clear that the First Amendment for religious purposes is protected. And he's the one who tweeted out everybody this weekend, liberate Michigan, liberate Minnesota, liberate Virginia. The reason he was doing that is clearly these were states that were under unconstitutional suppression and repression. The disappointing thing for him is almost everyone around him doesn't share his agenda. They share you're seeing the Fed carefully select who's going to be winners and losers.
Oh, totally beyond fascism, what's happening there. And I think that the president, at least my hopes, is that the president is relying on America to stand up.
Yep.
For Americans to open their business, because I mean, he's not the one that's filing edicts or anything to stop you from operating your business. Challenge your mayor, challenge your governor, force them to write you a citation, and then sue their ass. They'll tear it all up, and the more people do that, the more lawsuits they'll have in court, and the more the judge will be, you know, implied to say, okay, I'm just tossing all these out. I can't deal with all these cases. We're going to reopen America. And then the next thing, though, if we don't push back now, the next thing is going to be, oh, you don't want to wear a mask? Well, then we're going to have to test your microbiome and see what's in there and see if COVID-19 is in there. Because if so, we're going to have to send you into quarantine, even though it's just another bug, just another virus in your microbiome. There's thousands of them. Are you going to have to stay inside because you have viruses?
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
The superpower that I have is that I tell you what I really think, even if it ends up hurting me short term. I believe in God, and I believe in the long run, it'll end up being better for myself and everybody else in this world we live together in. I understand what comes around and goes around, you reap what you sow, and I live that. And I fundamentally, at a cellular level, understand it. Now, if I would have hyped up the virus was going to kill 3, 4, 5 million people like the UN did,
I would have sold 5 times more supplements. But you know what? I didn't do that. But I said on a routine basis, regardless, people are vitamin D deficient. People are deficient in iodine and so many other issues. You need those products regardless. So we started selling out of Vitamineral Fusion, all the other products. I cut the prices from 30% off to 60% off because I knew it was the right thing to do during a crisis to make sure people were incentivized to up their body's defenses. But now I'm telling you, with the economic crises going on, get your storable food now.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. And now, your host, Owen Troyer.
I mean, we should have been having a live stream during the break here, the conversation Robert Barnes and I were just having, but I want to stay focused and get to this Nancy Pelosi clip so we can respond to this. But the president needs to understand something, because they keep saying they're monitoring the situation on social media with the censorship. This is what the president needs to understand. Mr. President, I have recently been banned from Twitter, and so today I did not receive any tweets from you. I was not able to view your tweets, and all I was able to do was watch cable news, which didn't feature anything from you today, but did feature Nancy Pelosi. So, Mr. President, you need to understand, I'm not getting access to you. I'm only getting access to Pelosi now because of this censorship. This is very dangerous. Now, I'm informed. I know how to find you anyway. Other Americans are not. And I can tune into your press conference tonight, but you know they pull that off air as soon as you go off script and as soon as you say something that they don't want to be heard. So this is another level of the censorship. It's directly affecting America from hearing your message. Now, look at the way Chris Wallace, I don't trust this rat, tees up the clip of Nancy Pelosi saying, come to Chinatown, and hear Nancy Pelosi's response today on Fox News.
I want to point out that on February 24th,
that demonic look on her
you
face.
Went
How can
on
anybody
a walking
trust that?
Tour of Chinatown to try to promote tourism there. And here's
the ones that they're doing all the Beverly Hills, all the plastic surgery with cannibalism.
Everything's fine here.
come because precautions have been taken.
We think it's very safe to be in Chinatown.
Well, you're not going to believe this answer.
Come.
Listen to this. Closer.
If the president underplayed the threat in the early days, Speaker Pelosi, didn't you as well?
No. What we're trying to do is to end the discrimination, the stigma that was going out against the Asian American community. And in fact, if you will look, the record will show that our Chinatown has been a model of containing and preventing the virus. So I'm confident in
what's
our folks
there to back that up,
to offset some of the things that the president and others were saying about Asian Americans and making them a target, of violence across the country. And
Oh, violence now, she says.
Don't you think that when you're out walking without any masks, I understand this is February, not April when this happened, and saying that there's no threat, it's perfectly safe there, weren't you also adding to this perception that there wasn't such a threat generally?
No, I was saying that you should not discriminate against Chinese Americans, as some in our administration were doing by the way they were labeling the flu and that. No, indeed. And again, I think if you check the record and it's current, you will see that that Chinatown has been a model in all of this.
Well, tell us the record.
And that's what we're saying. Look to them for answers. Don't look to them to place blame.
And then she flips it to Trump.
Protest.
Of course. So hey, I'll pause it right there. So first of all, let me just say one thing. Okay, if you're ever in a conversation with anybody that has to force a smile through the whole conversation and is probably wasted, but that's a whole other issue. You know, maybe don't trust. She's just up there like,
yes.
But see what she did? So Chris Wallace, look, I just don't trust him. Why would he have her on there to begin with?
Why would she go on there to begin with?
So she can defend herself and call Trump a racist, and then in the next clip, we may not get to it, she twists the blame from China and blames Trump. So that's all it was. Chris Wallace gave Nancy Pelosi a platform to call Trump racist and blame Trump for the coronavirus.
And the only reason she would go on Chris Wallace is that Democrats feel very comfortable and very confident that he will repeat and broadcast their message, not question it or contest it or challenge it. So that's why what's happening is happening. And so the fact that someone like her is going on Fox, remember, I think Obama only went on Fox once in 8 years. So the fact that she's going on it is because the key Democrats now see Fox as an ally in their political war against the president.
And, of course, Fox has 10 times the ratings of a CNN or an MSNBC, even more so on a Sunday. So they know the only time you're going to hear Nancy Pelosi is on Fox News. But, again, I couldn't hear or see Donald Trump today. I was banned on social media. But I got to see Nancy Pelosi thanks to Chris Wallace and Fox News. The president needs to know that. All right. Let's continue here. Nancy Pelosi is now going to blame the president.
Are growing across the country. People
look at
are taking the streets, pushing back against some of the more stringent restrictions in some states. Can you understand why they're doing that?
Seth, they usually tell a real smile is the eyes.
Because what we have
but I don't think
do
her eyes are capable. Or like around the
she's also like 80 something.
That is really the answer. Testing, tracing, treatment.
Oh, tracing.
Shelter in place.
Shelter in place.
Do you think
needle in your
unfortunate, but you know, people will do what they
safe.
Do. But the fact
they'll
is,
sure
we're all patients, we all want out.
Do they have the chip?
What they're
they don't.
Doing
Pause,
is
please.
Really unfortunate because what is great, though,
they're,
is
D'Estacio.
The American
sure. She's upset that people are rallying.
People know
I'm sure that, she
that
is.
The good health of themselves and their families and their loved ones is what is important. And that's why you have seen such a overwhelming commitment.
And I love how she's like, oh, but you love your family. Stay inside for your family.
Distancing, because really it is the key to how we will open up our economy. The health issue is the key to opening up the economy.
We can only give you a job.
Unfortunately,
if you give up your rights,
what you see there is, you know, and I'm respectful of whatever people think that they should say, but the fact is, this has to be science-based, evidence-based, data-based, and the evidence.
All of it was based off models, you fraud.
Shelter in place, testing. Contact tracing.
She's forgot her, like, memory points.
I mean, look at that face, though. That's the face of a fraud.
It was like a Westworld sort of disconnect there. She forgot what her lines were.
By the way, if I just may add, I do think focusing on that is a major distraction from testing. And so does it serve as a distraction? Yes. But that's not what this is about. We're supposed to be focusing
this
on...
This is supposed to be about putting chips inside of you.
This
What's
so
wrong
we
with
can
you?
Open up our economy. The sooner the better.
Yeah, sure.
And I'm proud of
I've
the
got
American
a couple
people
of
because
questions.
By and large, they've embraced that.
So here she is promoting the tracing, promoting the testing, promoting the shelter in place.
It's genius, really, to use the pandemic as the pretext to get people to accept a chip, to get a digital monitoring of their physical body that can impact their body, that ultimately can translate to digital currency down the road with other chips. It's genius because it says, hey, if you want to feel safe, you need to have a chip. If you want a job, you have to have a chip.
Mm-hmm.
And you better make sure everyone else has a chip, too, or they might be a threat.
Giving up your freedom for safety?
You won't be able to look on your phone to see whether that person has been properly
chipped. Oh, my gosh,
does
my neighbor have coronavirus? Oh, okay, he's good.
It's the Chinese social credit system.
By the way, guys, let's just do this as a practice on air. There's a conspiracy theory going around, but let's just do this as a practice on air. I don't know. Just search patent 060606. Let's just search that. Oh, they got it right here. Patent 060606. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data filed for by Bill Gates, Microsoft. Well, I mean, certainly there's nothing to see here.
I mean, it's extraordinary. I mean, to be able to have, I mean, people have been talking about them needing to move to digital currency because they're going to collapse all the currencies around the world due to their high risk exposure that's happening right now. Because we have so much dollar denominated debt. Internationally, I mean, you're talking about trillion. There's about $4 trillion in currency. You're talking about foreign debt that may be over $100 trillion when you add it all up in commercial transactions and banks and the rest. And that's money that can't be met. And as the dollar rises, it makes those debts impossible to repay. So the general talk, and that doesn't even deal with dollar-denominated debt inside the United States, corporate bond debt, highest level it's ever been. Municipal bond debt is going to have to skyrocket. U.S. government debt is currently skyrocketing. So they were using corporate debt to buy back their corporate stocks to inflate the stock market. So it's all interrelated and interdependent. The Fed is just pouring money. They put trillions of dollars on their balance sheet, increased it by almost 50% in 3 weeks.
They're going to do it again, by the way.
Oh, they're going to keep going. They've committed to quantitative easing. They've created 12 different special vehicle units that are intended to get around the law that restricts the Fed.
What Trump did for the Democrats, and then, you know, the Republicans are in there, too. I want to be clear about this. But really all of D.C., when he gave him that $2 trillion stimulus bill, that was like giving a crackhead an unlimited source of crack.
Oh, Nate.
And so immediately the next day, they're like, oh, my God. Oh, my gosh. I can get more money. Oh, my God. We're ready for the next stimulus. $4 trillion this time. $7 trillion. Give everybody a dollar, though.
Well, and what people are not even seeing is that on top of the $2 trillion, the Fed has already printed an additional $2 trillion. The Fed has committed to its balance sheet has gone from $4 trillion to $6 trillion. And the Fed is committed to increasing however much it needs. It's created 12 different units, special vehicles, to buy up municipal bonds, to buy equities directly, to buy mortgage-backed securities, to buy U.S. Treasuries.
So it's basically like
currency swaps.
It's basically like Trump is either intentionally breaking the Fed, or this bubble is going to burst, folks. And that's why we're selling emergency food. Look, we're not telling you this is over a virus. Hey, it's for anything. Maybe it is a deadly plague because of all the illegal immigration, like tuberculosis breaking out in California, bubonic plague breaking out in California. They don't quarantine for that, though. But, folks, economic collapse, the collapse of society, it's all happening. We still have storable food at InfoWarsStore.com. It's one of the last places you can still order storable food, emergency food supplies, is at InfoWarsStore.com. Most people can't deliver right now. We have the stock. We're ready to ship. It's available at InfoWarsStore.com, and that's how you keep us on air, to keep these ever-important transmissions going. For Robert Barnes, for the crew, I'm Owen Schroyer. You stay classy.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skin care products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.